Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets the dead man. When you get to the village of Arroyo Seco, said Padre Martinez to the hermit, you will discover the meaning of a great deal more mysteries. You will come to know why it is the only village in the diocese entrusted not to a saint, but to God himself. Giovanni knew that Padre Martinez needed to be alone. He had much to do if he was to fulfill his stewardship of the valley. He turned to leave, and he had taken but a few steps when he heard Padre Martinez call out his name.
Hey, hermano solitario, hermano,
he had said. When you get to the holy cave, remember me. Keep me in your prayers. He came up to Giovanni and he kneeled in front of him with his head bowed low. The holy hermit put his right hand down on the balding crown of the older man and pronounced the blessing. On this feast of Saint Athanasius, I ask that some of Patriarch's knowledge guide you in your task that you have set before you. May you have the courage not to veer from the right path, lead you to what you must do. In the name of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Gracias, hermano. Gracias,
mumbled Padre Martinez. The hermit left him without so much as a backward glance. He was thinking of the time when he was little, as he strode away in the direction of the rising sun. When he had been a young altar boy back in his native Italy, an old lady named Candelaria warned him not to look back whenever he was kneeling at the altar, or he would be turned into a little bag of salt. Because of that early warning, whenever he left someone, Giovanni would never turn around to look once he was through with them. As he was walking toward the rock face of the split mountain, Giovanni paused to look at a herd of buffalo, grazing quietly in the meadow near the foothills. They looked so tranquil and undisturbed in his presence, but he knew that any sudden move on his part could easily create a stampede that would shake the very earth. The herd of buffalo stood as somber sentinels at the entrance of the valley, as if to keep watch over those who approached the sacred land.
Santos y buenos días le de Dios, said a voice very dear to him.
The hermit very nearly jumped out of his skin at the suddenness of the greeting. He turned and he peered underneath a shady scrub brush where a younger man was sheltering himself from the heat of the rising sun.
Dios se los dé felices, returned Giovanni as he approached the semi-hidden man.
Why, if you hadn't spoken up, I never would have seen you.
You can only see me because I allow it, said the young man.
If I had willed it, I could have come right up to you and pulled your nose without you even knowing that I was there.
Allows you to remain unseen, asked the hermit.
The local people would call someone like me a descarnado. That means the unfleshed one, you see. I died many years ago in this very valley, but because of my wretchedness, I could not go up to heaven. I was given the task of guarding this sacred valley, and I must remember the and pass it on to the people, to let me be at peace. The hermit had heard tell of these restless spirits. He knew that local people called them animas en penas. They were harmless beings who had failed to complete a task within their own lifetimes, and so they had to continue them into several other lifetimes. But still, the idea of sitting in the shadow of the sangre, having a conversation with a dead man, made the hermit rather uneasy.
Who are you? Asked Giovanni of the man before him.
Or would it be more appropriate to ask, who were you?
I am, and I was. I was, and I am, the man replied cryptically.
As I was, you are. As I am, you too shall be. I was born in the first settlement of the valley. My parents had had a stillborn child whom they buried underneath the foundation stones of the very first building. They neglected, though, to pour the sanctifying waters of baptism over me, and so I could not leave this place. A temporal name of Laureano Torre, by God himself. But come, you have a long climb ahead of you. Let me be.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.